So we'll say in Parshas B'Shalach, so one of course the beautiful parts of the Shira, one of the beautiful parts of the Parsha is the Shira of Az Yashir. And in that Shira, in that beautiful, beautiful song, which of course Shira is so much more than a song, it's a melodic expression of the innermost wellsprings of spirituality. So in that beautiful Shira, every line that Moshe Rabbeinu leads Klal Yisrael in has beautiful and exceptional meaning. So one of the most well-known psukim, when I say well-known, is because, you know, it's used actually for many halachic expositions, is the pasuk of Zekeli Va'anvehu, Elokei Avi Va'aram Emenhu. Literally, this is my God, and I will exalt him. Anvehu, Elokei Avi Va'aram Emenhu. The Lord of my God, and I will praise him. The reason I say that this is one of the most well-known psukim is because the Gemara actually uses this pasuk to teach us a very important halachic concept, that Zekeli Va'anvehu is the source for Hidr Mitzvah. He's not a fun of mitzvahs, but that's not what I want to dwell on today. So it's interesting that this pasuk seems to have almost like a double lashon, right? The double lashon of what does it mean? Zekeli va'anvehu. This is my God, and I will exalt him. Elokei avi va'arom emenu. The God of my father, and I will praise him. Why the double lashonos of my God and my father's God? So I want to share with you two ideas that we could really weave into one. So there's a famous maysa that Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotsk, so known as the Kotsker, was not born into a Hasidic family. Was born into a staunch Misnagdisha family. And Rav Menachem Mendel became brought into Hasidus because he became close with the Choza of Lublin. So it's said that after he went and he spent some time with the Choza, his father, Rav Menachem Mendel's father, was very upset. Because he felt that his son, also you have to understand that in the early days of Hasidus, so literally if your child became a Hasid, it was like going off the derech. I mean, some people still feel that way. But literally in those days, again, when it was such a nascent movement, literally if a person became a father of the Baal Shem Tov, also remember this is in the shadow of Shabtai Tzvi. There's a lot of craziness. So his father, Rav Menachem Mendel's father, was very upset. And he said to his son, he said, how can you go ahead and forsake the ways of your fathers? You know, we've served that Kaddish Baruch Hu, and our Avoda has been a certain way for all of these generations. And he came from an illustrious rabbinic family. How could it be that you turn your back now on everything that we've had in the past generations? Rav Menachem Mendel said something amazing. He said to his father, Father, I want to tell you, I will always live a life of Elokei Avi Va'arom Emenu. I will never forget the God of my father. What you've given me is exceptionally important and serves as the foundation for everything else in life. But Father, there's another avoda. What's the other avoda? Zekeli Va'anvehu. I have to build on the foundation of my fathers. But what I also have to find is my unique relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And my relationship, Father, can't be like your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because each of us have a mandate and each of us have an obligation to build our own unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, the Rav Menachem Mendel said, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Zekeli va'anvehu. This is my God and I will exalt him. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Klal Yisrael, create your own personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what do you build that personal relationship on? It doesn't just come from nowhere. Elokei Avi Va'arom Emenu. You have to build that on the foundation of the relationship, the Mesorah, what we've received from our forefathers. And Rabbi says Rav Menachem Mendel then took this conversation and he developed it into a major and important yisod within Yiddishkeit. That each of us have this two-pronged relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi said the amazing part is we have a de facto relationship with God. A de facto relationship with God. And that de facto relationship is based on the idea that we're Jewish. If you're Jewish, you have a relationship with God because we come from thousands of years, generations of people who had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, by definition, I am another extension of those previous relationships. But it's not just enough in life to rely on the fact that I'm Jewish and therefore I have a de facto relationship with God. I have to find something unique in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to cultivate something unique in my relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. I have to cultivate something that is uniquely me. Rabbi said, now understand, what does this mean? This doesn't mean that I have to develop alternate practices, and it doesn't mean that I have to develop alternate frameworks. That's not what it means. What it means is that deep in my soul, it's not just enough to live a life of Yiddishkeit when it's Elokei Avi V'Arom Emenu. I have to find in life my Zekeli. That's the mantra the Jew has to find. Where is my Zekeli? Where is my unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And I will say, we all find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. You know, some people find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning. Some people find this. Some people could open up a black Gemara and mamish, they feel the Ribono Shel Olam all around them, even when they're learning about Eved Kenani. There are some people like that. There are some people that find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah. Mamish davening just does it for them. There are some people that find the Ribono Shel Olam in music. There are some people that find the Ribono Shel Olam in chesed. Some people find the Ribono Shel Olam in nature. People find the Ribono Shel Olam in all kinds of things. And it could very well be that what my father found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, you know what, just doesn't do it for me. And that's okay. That's okay. My job in life is I have to build on the foundation of my father. Never to chas v'shalom forsake Torah Simecha, or I should say, Musar Imecha, Torah Savicha, never to forsake the Torah of past generations. But I have to find that which is unique in me. And I have to take that uniqueness, and I have to use it to cultivate my Zekeli. So I say, we should be Zoche Mirat Hashem, to be able to find our personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be Zoche to find our Zekeli Va'anveyu. But we should always be Zoche to take with us the Elokei Avi Va'arom Emenu. I remember saying